We know enough about our climate problem to know that it's serious and that we need to get started right away.
What we're seeing right now is a clear loading of the weather dice.
We're going through the heart of Maria here in San Juan. And again, I'm amazed that I'm somewhat protected and I'm feeling wind gusts this strong here.
That's Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow reporting from San Juan as Hurricane Maria tore through the island. I'm Tom Krant. Paul Huttner is back with this week's Climate Cast. And Paul, we've had Harvey, we've had Irma, now Maria. As we view this devastating hurricane season, one after the other, through a scientific lens, what are climate scientists saying? What conclusions are they drawing about these incredible storms?
Yeah, and as a meteorologist, Tom, this hurricane season is like a recurring weather nightmare, sort of. I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Instead of waking up to I Got You, Babe on the radio, it's another hurricane, right? And it's not just the number of hurricanes or the heartbreakingly destructive storm tracks that we're seeing. It's the extreme rapid intensification of these storms that stands out. NOAA's National Hurricane Center, they actually have a metric for rapid intensification. It's a wind speed increase of at least 35 miles per hour in 24 hours in a hurricane. Harvey's winds jumped 45 miles per hour in 24 hours. Irma and Jose's max winds spiked 60 miles per hour in just 24 hours. And with Maria, we have just witnessed one of the fastest hurricane intensifications on record. Maria exploded from Category 1 with 85 mile an hour winds to Category 5 with 155 mile an hour winds in one day. That's an incredible wind speed increase of 70 miles an hour in just about 18 hours, Tom.
And Paul, as we have talked about these on the air, as they have moved through, it's hard to keep track of how many records they have set. They've all been record-setting in one way or another, right?
They have, and these record-setting super hurricanes are exactly what many climate scientists predicted warmer oceans and more water vapor would produce. MIT climate and hurricane expert Dr. Kerry Emanuel wrote a piece this week in the Washington Post that says climate change is actually increasing the physical limits of hurricane wind speeds. I asked him why he says we should stop calling these climate-enhanced extreme storms natural disasters.
Well, I would say rather broadly that the term natural disaster has been for a long time a bit of a sham that we hide behind to avoid culpability. And by that, I mean nature is well adjusted to earthquakes, hurricanes, and so on. The horrors occur when we move to and build infrastructure in dangerous places. And so I would say that we really ought to use the term unnatural disasters.
You talk about insurance premiums in risky places. How are we treating free market risk differently in hurricane zones?
Well, hurricanes and floods are related in some ways. All water damage, whether it's saltwater flooding from storm surges or freshwater flooding from rain, are covered under the federal flood insurance program, which has been in place since 1968. And in that program, the premiums don't reflect the risk at all. People who are living in risky places are paying too little. People who are living not in risky places are paying too much. On top of that, in many states, private insurance premiums are capped owing to agitation from coastal homeowners who don't like paying high rates. And when you put it all together, we're actively subsidizing people to move to and build in risky places. And for that reason, we're just going to keep getting socked. And climate change just makes that worse.
You talk about climate change as a threat multiplier. What's the science behind that idea?
Well, there's quite a bit of it, actually. Starting about 30 years ago, we knew how to calculate, just from thermodynamics, a speed limit on hurricanes, which determines in a given place and time how hard the winds can blow. And it was recognized quite early on that the speed limit would go up as the climate warms. And one inference that we've made from that, which has been confirmed by computer model studies, is that the frequency of the very high category events, the fours and fives, like the Irmas and Marias and Harveys, should go up as the climate warms. The other very solid piece of physics is simply that warm air holds more water vapor than cold air. So as you warm the climate, a given storm can produce a great deal more rain.
So I'm hearing, is it possible we're actually changing the physical cap on hurricane intensity as the oceans warm and we add more water vapor to the atmosphere?
Yes. In fact, we can calculate this cap from ordinary climate data. And when we do that over the last 25 years or so, we definitely see in most parts of the world that are prone to hurricanes, that cap is going up. And that has us worried. It's in line with projections. And unless we do something to curtail greenhouse gas emissions, it will likely keep going up.
Wow. Category 6, here we come, maybe, I guess. This hurricane season, Carrie, it's been just incredible. I think most of us who have been watching it have been affected by this. How do we put storms like Harvey, Irma, and now Maria into a bigger context?
Well, the only thing we can really do is to calculate how probable events like that are in climates of the past, the current climate, and climates in the future. And for example, we ran a calculation on Harvey's rains in Texas. And if we do that from climate data in 1990, the probability of having hurricane rainfall somewhere in Texas of that magnitude would have been about 1 in 100 per year, or 1% per year. If we do the same calculation for 100 years later, that is 2090, the year 2090, that probability comes down to more like 1 in 5.5. So we see that the probability of extreme events like that goes up. That's about all we can say about that. But I want to add that as bad as all these hurricanes are, only about 12% of the hurricanes on the planet occur in the Atlantic. The other 88% occur in the Pacific and Indian Oceans, and we monitor those with satellites, which aren't as good as monitoring aircraft, but we can start to see trends there as well.
Carrie Emanuel with MIT, thanks for sharing your perspective with ClimateCast today.
You're welcome.
Tom, the best climate science on hurricane trends says this. It shows little, if any, increase in the frequency of hurricanes, but Dr. Emanuel and others say we are beginning to see the trend of stronger and wetter hurricanes show up in the data. It's really simple physics. Warmer water plus more water vapor in the atmosphere equals stronger hurricanes.
So what else, aside from the hurricanes, are you watching this week, Paul?
Well, the global temperature numbers for August came in, and NOAA confirms August and summer 2017 were the third warmest on record globally. So far this year, 2017 running as the second warmest year on record globally. The first 8 months of the year running more than a degree and a half Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. NOAA projects this will end up as the third warmest year on record as we trend toward a cooler La Nina phase in the tropical Pacific. And if 2017 does finish as the third warmest year on record, Tom, that will mean all four of the warmest year on records globally have all occurred in the last 4 years.
Wow. And as we sit here with a forecast that we have here in Minnesota, are you seeing data that suggests the summers are lasting longer?
Yeah, and how appropriate with 90 degrees scheduled right for tomorrow, right? This was a study by Climate Central. Here's what it shows. Summer-like temperatures are lasting longer into the fall in most U.S. cities. There's still a lot of year-to-year variation here, but that last summer-like day is coming later in the year for most U.S. cities. This effectively lengthens summer at the expense of other seasons. So fall weather is arriving later. Spring is arriving earlier on average. In the Twin Cities, Tom, our last 80-degree day occurred around September 26th on average. In 1970, now it's closer to September 30th. So Minnesota may not be the Beach Boys' endless summer, but hey, those Seals and Crofts summer breezes are lingering longer into autumn on average.
And they certainly will be. Thank you, Paul Huttner, with ClimateCast. You hear it each week at this time.